Well, it's Election Eve, I guess is what they call it, like All About Eve. So I thought, you know, I need to call an expert. I don't often call in experts for my program because I have a large ego and small vagina. Well, no, the vagina is rather disgusting. Let's talk about this. Let's see here. Let's find this very important expert, pundit. I like to call pundits. Certainly I do. Let's call this pundit. This is an election expert. Election expert. I'm calling a pundit here. I should have the pundit on the phone. I'm calling a pundit. I should have. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
I'm a pundit. I'm a fair and balanced.
You're fair and balanced. Well, on the line I have. Just go with it, Cheryl. Just go with it. Go with
Okay,
it.
well, you eat up my pussy.
Well, that's not really what.
Pussy. Otherwise,
Pundits
I thought you
don't
were
usually
calling for a
request the eat out.
sex-friendly conversation type of thing.
Pussy? Pussy?
You want me to open up my lips and let you see my deep red cherry puckered clitoris?
Well, all right. Let's go.
Someone tell me, honey.
Yes,
Are you going
honeydews,
to the
nadesy,
rally? Are you going to the rally,
nadesy, nadesy,
Maru?
nadesy, nadesy. Yes, and would you like to know the ironic thing about it?
Yes.
I got the ticket from an AIDS doctor.
Oh, her.
Yes, Dr. Berger, he's the founder of the HIV clinic called North Star. It's the biggest one in the Midwest. They've been around
It's
since,
amazing. Now, did you get good seats?
I don't even know if they have seats. I just know there's a ticket and I have to pick it up. And they couldn't even get. I was going to go with Justin, and Justin's the one that's friendly with Dr. Berger, so he works for him.
Sure.
And I thought,
Justin has the AIDS.
he doesn't. Not that it's any of your beeswax, but he just
Okay.
happens not to. Ain't nothing wrong with no AIDS, girl.
Now, the little bit of AIDS goes losing weight.
Yeah, you gotta go.
Someone
So if you get your
tell,
AIDS, go
what
to
about the
the.
tickets?
So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I have to pick it up tomorrow. But you know, Justin worked really hard to get. I'm telling you, I've been asking around everyone. I thought Sarah could do it, but you know, politicians have a. They can't really do favors because they get in trouble. And I've just been scourging. I don't know what the word is.
Scrounging.
Scrounging. Right. Thank you, brilliant Harvard graduate kind of woman with a
Sure.
Y. So finally, Justin tells me because we were recording our program this morning, and he called me on the way home. He said, "Dr. Berger has a ticket for you," and
Dr. Westwood has a ticket for
yeah,
you.
and he only has one, so I have to go
Oh.
by myself, you know, which is fine because I don't really like people. But I thought it was
But
really
you know
nice
other
that he
people
gave.
that are going on AIDS.
Well, I know Barack Obama; he's going.
Well, sure. But don't other people you know finna go?
You know what? I was
I mean, if
weird.
it's just a general admission kind of thing, then you can meet hook up with them. Put your lips in their
Well,
lips.
yeah, the thing is, though, Cheryl, I only, until today, I didn't know
There's
anybody who
only
was
about a
going.
million people going, honey.
You don't understand. The million people, as far as the actual event, there's about 70,000 people that are in the actual event. That's what you have to get tickets to. The rest of it is like they want people to go to the park, but it's going to be a mob scene. The likes
Sure.
that haven't been, you know, I mean, they're having police. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. And I'm
Well,
afraid.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, what if there's a riot and I'm in the middle of it prolapsing? So
Well,
I sent Wanda
then at
Wisdom
least
an
somebody
email.
will slee up on your lee up.
I
Get
sent
on
Wanda,
TV,
I almost did that
DVD.
tonight at the gym.
What about Wanda?
Well, I told her, I said, I'll be your correspondent, and that may be the only form of communication I have from the event because they may not be letting people in with cameras and stuff. So Wanda's Wisdom Show may be what is her
Oh, she's
URL?
doing the program.
Lucky, she's doing a live show. Didn't you know that?
Oh, you know how I am. I'm very busy.
You don't listen to her show or Eat This Hot Show, evidently, because we talked about it for
Okay.
like 800
Well,
times.
I'm behind in the programs.
You know what these motherfuckers
Honey.
did to me? I live in this ghetto high rise with all these fucking old cunts.
And voting for McLean.
My point is that we have the same cable company. The Condo Association has this company called the RCN to do the cable TV.
Oh, they're horrible.
Horrible. Mm-hmm. And they switched over to digital today. You know, today, the day before the election, they switch everything over to digital. So can you imagine, Cheryl, 850 units of old Jews and walkers trying to figure out how to use their new TV, and you got to put a converter box on? And I'm telling you, it sucks because now my TiVo don't work because everything has to go through this fucking converter because it's all digital now. It's bullshit, okay. Cheryl. It's bullshit. And it ain't even HD. It sucks, Cheryl. Digital cable. Fuck you.
You know, your life is really difficult.
And this lady in front of me, she's the mothball odor in the lobby because they were giving out the boxes. Oh, it was horrible. And this lady comes, this old man who I like because he has a nice dog, was sitting there next to me waiting for his... the black person to give
digital
him his box.
Digital. Okay.
Yeah. And he was waiting for a black person to give him his box. And he's waiting, and then this old woman comes up in her walker. She goes, "You didn't show up on Saturday. You were I don't know what to do." And it was just this horrible communication because it was like Ebonics to Russian senile trying to talk. And the guy goes, "Excuse me, could we get back to me? I don't like it, Cheryl. I don't like it at all." So get fucked. And then lips. Mostly.
That made no sense.
I know.
Ain't nothing different than usual.
You know what I was for Halloween?
Clitoris.
Worse. Layups.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Really?
Yeah, I think I might. I have a little video of it. I might even show. Oh, you know what? I can send it to you from the iPhone right now.
Do you know what happened to me, honey? You can do video on your phone.
No. I mean, it's a still I took from the phone.
Honey, did I tell you what happened to me with my costume or lack thereof?
You couldn't squeeze your lips in it?
No, the children said, "Who are you supposed to be, honey?"
Yeah.
I said, "I ain't got no costume on, bitches. I'm myself." And they're like, "No, aren't you that woman on the TV program, the old one?" And I said, "What you talking about?"
Beatrice Arthur?
No, they're probably the one that died.
Did you see the picture I sent you? Well, I can't say. Never mind. Please don't.
No.
Don't.
What?
I can't edit. I won't edit.
Hold on.
Please don't. Okay, wait. Now, will you get this if I'm on the phone with you? Ah! Will you still get it? Because I'm sending it to you on the phone, and you're on the phone. Hello? Hello, Cheryl? Put your lips back in your vagina.
Hold on.
What happened to your voice? Are you all right? Hello? Hello? Tranny?
Honey, what are they doing for this mess?
I just want you to see the
come
lips.
Come out with it. Come out with it.
I sent it. It's done sent.
What is? I saw earlier a picture of them. What's his name?
Shh. Please don't make me edit.
Is that who you're talking about?
No. This is that's who I'm talking about, but that's not the picture I just sent you.
Well, how do you expect me to see the picture? I'm on the phone.
Won't it show you?
Email it.
Should
email it, bitch. You send it to my email.
Okay,
my
little
phone number.
Okay.
Oh.
Wait a second.
Oh.
Did you get it?
No.
You know what? I'm going to put it on the Flickr then, because it'll go right to the Flickr. Let me see if it's working, because I don't know how to... I don't need to type in your email, you know, on this fucking phone. All that fucking whorehole prolapse shit. I can't type in all that N-word shit. So are you excited about the erection, Cheryl? Are you excited?
I'm kind of scared, actually.
Oh.
Because, I mean, first of all, if Obama doesn't win, then there is no hope of ever winning an election.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
True.
You couldn't have a better opposition.
True.
For Sarah Palin, come on. She is a retarded son, exactly. That's her only qualification for me.
Okay, it's on there.
I wanted to vote for her because I like the retards, but...
Okay, go to yeast. Go to flickr.com/yeastradio. So I was at this party this weekend, and there was a real tranny performing, with the tits and everything, and I got to watch her change. And she had the biggest fucking titty I ever seen on a woman. She had these huge tits, and there was this table full, because we were in a kitchen where she was changing, and there was a kitchen full of three lesbians, and they're all just looking at this woman.
Excuse me, and what were you dressed as? Are you in blackface?
Oh, my God, that's what somebody else said. No, it's not blackface. I told you I'm layups.
That's not layups.
No, it is layups.
It looks like you're trying to be an African.
No, it's layups, Cheryl. Layups.
African.
Don't you see the teeth? No,
it's
it was racist. The theme was Rocky Horror.
That's a racist. So not only are you racist, but you're talking
Cheryl,
about how you
racism
don't
is in the eye
truth.
Of the beholder.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Cheryl. A, I hate you. B, it's layups.
Tremendous.
Listen, Cheryl, you know Rocky Horror, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, the movie?
Sure.
You know how they have lips at the beginning that sing?
Sure.
That's who I was trying to be. It's not my fault I suck at it.
Honey, I liked your video today. It was very inspirational.
Yeah, thank you. I felt very inspired when I did it. I thought it would go viral, but it didn't. Let's see. Cheryl Prolapse. Cheryl. Nothing I do is popular anymore. It's not like the old days.
Well, you don't do it right. Thing. That's why.
Yeah, call me at fucking... Well, I guess I...
YouTube and Nate.
What?
YouTube and
Nadezilla? I post my shit everywhere now. I use that tube mogul and it just goes fucking... You know, when I was in line to early vote, I didn't think I told you this story, but there was somebody in front of me. I was at Truman College. You can see it on that video, on the where I... One of my pics. There's a bald guy in line. He's so stupid. So he was in front of me, and he's a student at Truman College, and he's which is where all, it's ghetto. It's like the city college. And he's talking to his friends, and he's going, I don't see what the big deal is about Obama. And the girl he's talking to goes, well, if he wins, he's the first black president. And he goes, so what's the big deal? Hasn't there ever been a black president before? She goes, no, there never been a black president. He goes, really? I didn't know that. She goes, since George Washington, every single president has been a white man. And you know what he said, Cheryl? He said, well, what about the ones before George Washington?
Honey.
Now, I'm pretty sure I taped it, but it was so hard to hear on the little iPhone thing.
Honey.
Yeah.
The other thing, they had some story on one of those websites today about undecided voters. How the fuck can you still be undecided at this point? You should be thrown away. I'm sorry. You're retarded.
Cheryl, for you... I mean, this is a really interesting point because you're an idiot, but compared to you, it's still really idiotic. Yeah, it's still idiotic because even an idiot like you sees how idiotic it is. That's how idiotic it is.
Normally, I would vote for Republican because they like cigarettes.
You know what
else?
They
don't like restrictions on my touching children. Right. They all do it themselves. I'm not admitting I do that or anything, but I'm saying this, never mind.
Just don't be gay. So, listen,
exactly.
I want to tell you I'm officially a welfare mama. I got my, you know, my unemployment court.
The medical
yeah,
court.
So it's a court. And you know what? I used it for the first time today. You know what I bought? I bought peanut butter and jelly, eggs, cheese, and dog food.
Really?
I'm such a ghetto welfare mama, Cheryl. It's so profoundly hilarious.
Welfare.
Workfare. It's unemployment. I call it workfare. You know what a link card is, Cheryl?
It's different than AIDS.
A link card is what, that's how they give you food stamps in Illinois. It's this like a debit card. It says link card and you can only use it to get food. So I tell people it's my link cord.
It ain't, though.
It is.
Sure.
But the people at Pacho have been real nice. They've been
how so?
They're just, I can't say because, you know, my the way that we're dealing with our separation is confidential, but they're making they're making it easier for me, let's just say, than
you'll be able to give me a nice Hanukkah present this year.
Now, I'm not talking about money, honey.
Would be my pawn touch that you still owe me, or alternatively, that you could, you know, motivate one of your nice listeners who gave you two or three of those to get me one.
That's Wayne. You have to talk to Wayne.
Hello, Wayne, honey.
He's listening. Talk
honey,
to Wayne.
What's going on here? I ain't got nothing. You know all I do for you.
Wayne, what do you shoot? What do
you
want?
You want.
Wayne, what do you want for Cheryl? What do you want her to do?
Oh, I'm not up here on the program for a month at a time.
He sent me an email making a suggestion for the show. Let's see what he wants to do. Now, Cheryl, the other thing I was thinking is I could just demand that Andy give you his, although it's probably got lots of sticky substances on it. Because he doesn't really leave the house, does he?
No.
So I don't know why he needs a portable computer. I guess that was a stupid thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, what did I say his name was? Wayne Henley. Oh, maybe I shouldn't say his last name. Let's see. He says, oh, okay, well, you could do this. Here's a great idea, Larilchin. Okay. Hot. This is in response to my lips. Montage from the other day, which you enjoyed, lives with the... He wrote, hot. I think a get-fucked montage would be fan-fucking-tastic. Just a minute or two of various bites. God, I'm laughing just thinking about it. Just an idea. Take care, Wayne. Cheryl, I have an
idea. Who in the idea of the Hanukkah, doing a sing-along?
I don't remember. I think it was on YouTube. Somebody on YouTube. So, Cheryl, like maybe it. If you do the get fucked montage, Wayne will buy you a present. What do you think?
I don't have time to do a montage.
Well, then maybe he doesn't have time or money to buy you an iPod Touch.
Have you been impressed by technology and cinematographies of the, we're just videoing of the Obama's campaign?
I don't understand what you mean. With respect to what?
I just think that if they do a real good job with the I want to know what they're using.
Are you being facetious?
No, I'm serious. What are they using for their website to run it?
You know, it's interesting. You know, I don't know if you remember Rick Clow. He works for Google now because Google acquired FeedBurner, but I had him on my show once a long time ago. He was the vice president of FeedBurner for business development. Do you remember him?
Yes.
Okay, well, Rick did Obama's website when he was running in 2004. So I imagine somebody in that. So Rick works for Google now, so I imagine there's some really good programmers over in his
Because it's real cool.
Well, you know, why don't you just shove it up your pussy and lick his face?
Well, you know what?
What?
I did, and it resulted in a burn that goes from my pussy to my esophagus.
Well, you know what this nice man said, the doctor that gave me the ticket? He said, you know, Madge.
He said, you know, I could give you the AIDS, but I've had the AIDS for so long.
No, doctors don't give you AIDS. They cure it, you dumb bit. Well, they don't cure it. They help you. His first patient is still alive.
You wouldn't be able to tell from his face.
Listen, Cheryl, please don't let me forget what I was going to say. What was I going to say?
Perfectly normal AIDS face.
So he was saying, he was saying, well, Madge, you know, be careful. I'm just afraid what could happen at that event. I said, the worst thing that could happen is Obama loses. He said, no, that's not the worst thing that could happen.
No, my.
I'm like, well, I refuse to imagine anything worse than that. I don't even know what he was talking about. Like, what? Well, I guess I don't want to think about it. But I'll be
me
there.
Me either, honey.
All I know is Wanda Wisdom better fucking call me if there's some fucking end of the world shit going on.
Well, I'm sure she'll do one of those. It's been 30 minutes, and after about 44 minutes of online,
I ain't got 20.
She'll cut it off.
No, but she's doing a live thing. It's a telethon.
For how long? We're not going to know the election results for, like, forever.
No, we will really, really early, because the polls are going to close on the East Coast. Cheryl.
That's a bunch of bullshit. You don't know.
Don't know what?
We ain't going to know until probably like 3 weeks from then.
No, it's going to be a landslide.
I fucking hope so, bitch.
I do too. You know, it was funny. I was riding my bike here, 11 o'clock. There was some nasty lesbians in the fucking gym today, by the way, with their lips. There was this woman, Cheryl, in the she looked real gross. She had one of those weird Polish bodies, you know, where the towel's up real high to cover her belly. And
okay.
I look over, trying not to look, but looking anyway. I look over. This is in the steam room, because I had all this makeup that was still on me.
Steam room?
Yeah, Skene's gland. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it smelled like fish, but that's not the point. I look over there, and this woman, her towel's moving, and she's got her arms around her, like, she's got her arms crossed on her chest. And her towel is moving by her vagina. And Cheryl, do you know, she was moving her lips? She was moving her lips without her touching them, to the point where her towel was moving. I didn't know you could move your lips like that, did you? Can you move your lips? How do you do it?
I don't know. I mean, it's the same muscle that lets my prolapse blow out and
Cheryl,
back in.
If you had a prolapse muscle, you wouldn't have a prolapse. The reason prolapses
not
happen
true.
Is because the muscle die. It just says, fuck it, I've been lifting too many boxes.
No, honey, I'm evolved.
Devolved. You've evolved. Evolved. Like vulva.
Evolvent. You know what? Don't judge my anatomy. It doesn't judge you. Or your lesbianhood. Man being. That's my favorite Matt Weinstein word, by the way.
Yeah, my favorite Matt Weinstein is word. Word is, you're ugly. Oh, Cheryl, I don't know what to do. I was riding home after the lip lifter. And I went to the Black Jewel, no, not the Black Jewel, the Gay Jewel. I bought me some food with my link cord. And it was so quiet. It's like Christmas Eve here. You know, it's very exciting, Cheryl. You know, here we are in, you know, ground zero for this election campaign, in my opinion. This is where Mr. Obama is from. I met him at the Starbucks exactly 4 years ago tonight when I was at the Starbucks. And the election eve, the night before the election, I was in a Starbucks on my laptop.
You're going to get your free coffee at the Starbucks.
And I said, there he is. I met him 4 years ago today. And I told my mother, I said, Mama, is she going to be president someday? I didn't say that.
And your mama said, well,
she's been making calls for Obama.
Really?
Been in Indianapolis making calls for Obama all day.
My relatives became the same tomorrow.
All right. Well, yeah, you're in Wisconsin. And the people I know, I have several friends of mine that went canvassing in northern Indiana, and they were like, man, you can't believe how racist these people are. They're just like, I won't vote for a nigger. I mean, stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, people are fucking weird. I mean, okay, so you're racist, but I want to know, like, from these people.
I mean, Sarah Palin, president,
yeah,
really?
What I want to ask these people is, okay, so you're racist. You won't vote for him because he's black. But what specifically is it? Right. But what specifically is it about being black that makes him unqualified? Just explain that to me. I mean, is it the watermelon? You know, are you afraid he's going to get fried chicken grease on some important documents? I mean, what is it about being black that makes him unqualified to be president? You know, I don't see why a wet-brained alcoholic is any more qualified just because he's white. Talking about...
Well,
I just hope he really... Oh, it just... so exciting. I've got my song all ready to play. It's just, we have to have this, Cheryl.
You know what? I feel very, I don't know what the word for it is, but you know, when I watch his videos, and it makes me all cornered and moist and teary. Because I've been, I mean, yes, it's just very exciting, Nades.
Nades, you know, Nades.
You got to remember the apostrophe. I've been doing a good job lately.
Yeah, and you can feel free to add more letters and words to it. I say Nadesy. I call Trotsky Nadesy a lot. A lot of my nicknames start with what I call it. I call you Nades Chops.
You called me N-Word Ferguson Nades.
I don't remember calling you N-Word Ferguson Nades.
Mm-hmm. True enough.
Nadesula, I think, is my new favorite. Nadesula.
What's that, yuck?
That's Yiddish, Nadesula, for Nades. You know, because they're always at Nadesula, Trotskula, Bubula, Fagula, Nadesula.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Little AIDS Chop, I think, in Yiddish.
You could make a movie.
Oh, girl,
maybe
I don't know.
You could know the AIDS doctor in it, too.
And I also want to, can't wait for the election to be over because I want to say all this nasty shit. Because my story, I'm being really middle of the road and I won't say anything bad about, the Obama campaign. And I have stuff I want to complain about that I can't complain about until he wins,
mm-hmm.
Do with just little stuff. But I'll tell you one thing that does piss me off. It's I only know one person who got a legitimate ticket to this event and I've been asking around a lot. Apparently they only send the tickets out to people who gave a lot of money.
Well, so, you're gonna, reward the people that prolapsed money into your hand, as it were. One thing that happens a lot to myself and my business, mm-hmm. the people that bring me the most children. They get the most quote service,
But they also have to pay more, don't they? I mean, if they bring you children, I mean, it's a daycare service.
I have a free daycare center.
Are you talking about free? What do you mean it's free?
Oh, sure.
What do you mean? You don't charge for daycare?
I make them sign this little contract that if they sue, then they need to pay for all of the attorney's fees, regardless of if they win, and so that protects me in that way. But they also need to send the food along with the children, additional undergarments, and sanitary pads for me,
mm-hmm.
and toilet seat liners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But otherwise, it's a free daycare center. It's my way to give the black to the community.
Auntie Vera just sent me an email. You've got to see this. She writes. She won't listen, so you can call her all kinds of things. Not that you wouldn't anyway. You've got to see this. A documentary called Hacking Democracy about how vulnerable our vote counting is. It's scarier than shit. I'm watching it on the HBO. Why the fuck do they put that on, the night before the election, Jesus Christ. I hope it don't. Oh, I got a text message. I need. It's probably from Cisco. I always get these fucking stupid text messages from Cisco. I don't fucking know why, and I don't know how to stop them. I'm my own best friend. Nobody gonna tell me I ain't. So I gotta fill out some paperwork tonight for all this fucking unemployment shit. It's a bitch and a half, Cheryl. And then I got to get up early. I need to do a video tonight, too. I don't know if I should put my lips on there or what. Because I'm doing the everyday thing. And tomorrow I'm going to be out.
Most likely.
I think I'm going to go to UIC and hang out with Bill Ayers with the communists. And then go to, seriously, and then go to the election rally and diddle my hoe. Oh, but I'm going to go to yoga again in the morning, even though I just went. It's the only thing I like in life anymore, Cheryl. Isn't that pathetic?
Well, it's been about 30 minutes and I'm exhausted.
You're right.
I hope to be talking to you tomorrow and talking about how my prolapse will be in the White House.
Listen, if you call me tomorrow, you're welcome to. All I ask is that you record it. You can do a program with me, you can do a live program because, you know, Wanda will get, you're like you said, she'll be so tired that she won't get through like 30 seconds of it before she binges on peanut butter and fluff.
Yes, we'll see.
So call me.
We'll see, honey.
Have your equipment ready. Whenever it starts to get heated, whenever the, you know, it's starting to get real heated and crazy, I imagine like 9 p.m., call me on my cellular phone and I'll give you a play-by-play. Just make sure you're recording it. That's all I ask.
Okay, we'll see, Nades.
All right, Nades, AIDS.
Okay, I love you, honey.
Me too, not really.
Billy up.
Mm-hmm. Right, gotta have that sound. Gotta have that sound.
I started here in Las Vegas. I don't know if you realize that. Right across the street at the Stardust Hotel. I was in the Lido show, did you know that? Yes, I was in the line. I was the last four girls from the end. And I almost died when my manager called me up and he said, Tony, honey, they want you to go to Vegas and make a comeback. I said, you're kidding. I said, what'll I do in Las Vegas? What'll I do for the folks? Shall I do all the things that you people adore? The things that your toady is so famous for? Shall we travel together down memory lane and recall all the things that brought Toady her fame? God bless me. How many of you out there remember me in The Wizard of Oz? That many. And the rest of you can leave. Do you remember me when I sang on the Good Ship Lollipop? Whoever dreamt Shirley Temple would grow up to be this adorable? Look at poor Jane Withers as a plumber. Do you remember when I was in Peter Pan? I can fly, I can fly. I wasn't Peter Pan, I was Captain Hook. Do you know what I was? I was a counterweight at the other end of the rope. And every time they wanted Mary Martin to fly, somebody would push me off a plank. But I said to my manager, listen, manager, that's his name, Howie Manager. I says, I want to go out on that stage and I want that audience to love me. He said, then Tony, he says, you go out there and you sell the one thing that you've got more of than any other female in show business.
Must be lucky being Peter Pan instead of being a real man. It sucks to be a real man.